Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy recipe for strawberry banana. I shouldn't really say strawberry. Really, anything blank banana. Raspberry banana, strawberry banana, blueberry banana, smoothie pops.
Any berry.
Any berry. It should be berry banana smoothie pops, really what we're doing. And what you're going to do is you're going to take 2 cups of your favorite frozen berry. Strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, and you're going to use 1 medium banana, and you're going to put it into a blender. And then you're going to add about a cup of low-fat strawberry or vanilla yogurt. Now, here's the deal. You don't have to go with those active Dannon
I need probiotics.
Yeah.
Extra probiotics.
We found out that when you freeze them, it really kills off the probiotic.
Shh, don't tell them.
I know. We won't tell them. So you're going to add that. You're going to add about a half cup of cranberry juice cocktail or pomegranate juice, whatever you want to do, Lee. Asahi? You want to go with a little asahi? Go ahead with that.
I use beetroot juice.
Don't use the beetroot. It's going to taste nasty. And you're also going to use about a half a tablespoon of pure maple syrup.
What?
Yes. And you're going to blend that.
You think you need sugar? What is that about?
Listen, you need a little bit of sugar.
No.
You need a little sugar.
Don't do it.
Throw some Splenda. No.
Yeah.
That's the fat guy recipe. The fat guy goes with the Splenda. Dr. Fitness says throw in a little bit of maple
syrup.
What
about agave? You like the agave.
That's right.
You can go with the blue agave?
You can use the blue agave syrup. Right. It doesn't have the same effect on your insulin levels as well. So what you're going to do is you're going to blend that until it's smooth. You're going to divide it into 6 4-ounce freezer pop molds. Put them in the molds, and you're going to freeze that for at least 6 hours. And that makes about 6 of them. They're 4-ounce pops. Now, you get about 90 calories per pop.
With maple sugar, you get much less if you use Splenda.
Yes, you probably get much. No, we're talking about 1 tablespoon of maple syrup for 6 pops. That's not a lot.
For you, I'm watching my calories.
Really? You're on the program?
No.
Well, this will give you a lot of vitamin C also for the new year.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.